ओमज्ञातिमिदंभ्यस्य ज्ञानाञ्जलशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके, सो एनी क्वेश्चन?
हरे कृष्ण क्वेश्चन प्रभु जी।
No question? No one has any question? Angel Madhuri, are you there?
Anji, Hare Krishna.
Okay, so you have any question?
Sorry, disconnected. Kana Prabhu is
asking a question.
Yeah, Prabhu, I had a question. Maybe about the four Kumaras. We have the Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya, that comes from the four Kumaras. But there is not much idea you have.
Whatever we know about them is from the Srimad Bhagavatam and from other Puranas. And so basically what information we know about them is they are the son of Brahma, and they had opted for celibacy, and they disagreed with Brahma's advice. So that's the reason Brahma was, he got angry. And from his anger, Rudra came, you know. So, but these four Kumaras, so it is mentioned that because they disagreed with Brahma, because Brahma wanted to get them married and increase the population, but they wanted to go for self-realization. So it is mentioned by the Acharyas that for a higher purpose, one can disagree with the instructions of a superior. And so that is okay. And then we know how the four Kumaras actually, they are originally are self-realized, which means they were impersonalist. And then later on they got attracted to the aroma of tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of Lord. And then obviously we know because Jai Vijay, that pastime also happened. But that... And... So the four Kumaras became devotees of the Lord basically after that. Plus we also know that
from impersonalist to accepting Lord. Okay.
Yeah. So and then we also know that they also started a sampradaya because I think they got the instructions from the Hamsa Avatar of the Lord. Hamsa Avatar instructed to the four Kumaras, and then four Kumaras they instructed to I don't remember, but that's how this Kumar Sampradaya started. So Nimbark Acharya is actually the Acharya of the Sampradaya. So they also got the knowledge of Radha and Krishna, you know, and they have passed down.
Actually, Radha Krishna concept has been borrowed from Nimbarka only, na? From Kumar.
Yeah, Sampradaya. It is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna. Yeah, so to follow in the footsteps of the gopis and how Radharani's love is the most exalted. These two principles, Siddhants, are taken from Nimbarka Sampradaya. and the path of Raganuga Bhakti, and shelter, taking exclusive shelter of Krishna, is taking is from taken from Vallabhacharya Sampradaya.
Okay.
And then obviously the four Kumaras, they might be involved in some pastimes in some Krishna Leela also. So, but I don't recollect as of now. Probably I have read somewhere, but they are also connected to some pastimes of Krishna.
So these four sampradayas, Kaviji, they are actually personalities. It's not like a position. Like Brahma is a position, right? Any jiva who is qualified can take that position.
Yeah, Brahma is he is a jiva tattva. So
right.
Any jiva who is qualified can take the position of Brahma.
Right. Like for example, Indradev, he has a name. I'm forgetting the name. Like Indra is the position, it's not the name of a person. Upendra or something like that was there. I think I'm forgetting the name.
Yeah, Upendra is the name of Vamanadev because
Vamana.
He is the elder brother of Indra. So, yeah, so Upendra means Up means the elder brother of Indra. Like that. So Upendra is the name of Vamanadev.
Okay. But somewhere the name of Indra is also given. The currently the person who's taken the position of Indra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has his name. I have also read that, but currently not able to remember.
Yeah, but Brahmaji, that the person who's taken that position, that name of Brahma, that is that known? Or that may not be known.
I've not heard that.
Okay, but in every time, these four Kumaras will always be there. Whichever Brahma means, the four Kumaras are persons. No, that is not a position, right?
So name of this Indra is Manojao.
Huh? Manojao.
Manojao, I think so. Anyways, these are like technical details, you know. If we know the names, so like, you know, we have the 14 names of the Manus. But the name of Indra is, you know, because there are so many Indras. So that's the reason probably it is not mentioned so much.
But,
yeah.
No, but the name of Indra is there, I believe, but Brahmaji's name, I am not sure if that is given.
Yeah, because in one universe there is only one Brahma, correct? So what is the use of name of that? See, Indras, there are so many Indras. Like,
yeah.
You know, in one day of Brahma there are 14 Manus and then 14. So there are, 71 Manus in one day of Brahma.
Hmm. So every Manu, there is a different Indra.
Yeah, like, you know, Indra has a specific lifetime which is less than the lifetime of the Manu, or probably the same as Manu. And so, maybe it is less than Manu's life. Manu is, I think maybe, you know, it might be same or it might be less, anyways. But, so there are 14 Manus, sorry, in one day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus. And each Manu lives for 71 Divya Yugas. So 71 is actually the Divya Yugas. So there are 14 Manus. Okay. So there might be probably 14 Indras for each Manu, or maybe more than that.
Okay.
Because technically everyone lives for 100 years, whether it is Brahma or us or Indra or Chandra, Vayu or Manu. but there is a relative time gap. So this Manu is living for 71 Divya Yugas. I'm not sure about Indra, what is the lifespan of Indra. But it may be equal or less than that.
Right. So, what I was saying is that these four Kumaras, they are specific persons. That is not like a position, right? They are specific personalities. And the four names.
I think they are Saktavesh avatars, probably. They are empowered jivas. So it can be, you know, different in different universes.
Okay. And they are children of Brahma, but Brahma has a consort?
Saraswati.
So they are children of Brahma and Saraswati?
I mean, like, it is not necessary that they have to physically interact. I mean, these, you know, they are like the Marichis, they are born from the mind of Brahma. Then Rudra also is coming from Brahma's anger. So it is not necessary that they will only be created through the union of Brahma and Saraswati.
Okay. And then Narada is also the son of Brahma.
Yeah, Narada is son of Brahma.
So he will also be coming out of the mind of Brahma.
Brahma is the creator, so he creates. So it's like, I have not heard anywhere or read anywhere that because of the union of Saraswati and Brahma, so many personalities were born. So this, I think they are all coming directly from Brahma. Because he is the creator, so he is creating. I have not heard till now that, you know, Brahma conflicts with, he has union with Saraswati, and that's how the creation is starting. Maybe it is just like, you know, because every male entity is along with a female entity, generally. So maybe these positions, they have female entities also along with them. So like that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so any other question? Or any devotee knows about, whether Saraswati unites with Brahma and then there's a creation of certain personalities? I don't remember. Actually, Narad Muni, as we know, he had a past life. He was a maid servant. I mean, he was the son of a maid servant. And he served Bhaktivedantas, which means Mahabhagavad devotees. He took the remnant of those devotees and he was very much inclined to hear from them, very sincerely, enthusiastically he was hearing and he was serving them. So that's how he actually immediately came to the level of Asakti and Bhava very quickly. So because of the remnants of the pure devotees, hearing from them and serving them, the submissive spirit. That's how he immediately came to the platform of Bhava. But he could not see the Lord because he could see the Lord in the next life. So he had to, that separation purified him of all material contamination. That is how he came as Narada in the next life.
But Narad Muni has been the devotee of Lord and he's got the permission to move to various lokas, right? He travels. So this all this is recorded only from the, he's been around since Satyuga or much later?
It is what?
Narad Muni as a devotee of Lord, as the foremost devotee of Lord, has been around in our stories of Ramayana and Mahabharata Since how early? I mean, it could have been much before Ramayana also or later on?
Yeah, so obviously this is in the beginning itself, beginning of creation. That's how he, you know, as soon as Satyuga started, so he was Narada. But I think he was recollecting his previous life, and that previous life, it might be from the previous Kalpa also. So
that means we are talking of
we are only thinking in terms of four yugas, but one day of Brahma has how many Divya yugas? 1,000 Divya yugas.
Okay.
Right? So 1,000 into 4 times. 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas. Right? So how many...
Like many hundreds of thousands of years ago. That way.
I mean, this is something which is... We don't think of normally because there are 1,000 4 yug cycles passing. Okay, 1,000 cycles of 4 yugas which are passing in one day of Brahma. So there are 1,000 Satyugas, there are 1,000 Dwapar, Trita and Kaliugas. Right? So so it is possible that when, so generally when a devotee's past life is described, it is possible that it is coming from a previous Kalpa. Okay, like for example, today's Nanyatra of Jagannath. So what is the meaning of Nanyatra? Anyone knows?
Nanyatra is then Lord will now take rest. He will not be in darshan. And he will be actually spending time with Rukmini Devi because he is going to be out. He will be going for a couple of days to Vraj. Before that, he wants to have private time with Rukmini to keep her happy.
Okay. Yeah. So that is related to after taking bath. But what is actually the real day of, you know, what is the Snan Purnim day? What has happened during this day?
It's the appearance day of Lord Jagannath.
Correct. Yeah. So Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra appeared on this day. Right? So now, so, and what is, how the Lord appeared? How the Lord appeared? Everyone knows the pastime. How Jagannath Baldev Subhadra got their forms like that?
No, because they were listening to their story by which was
so basically
accounted.
yeah but now Indradev Maharaj is belonging from Satyug and Krishna appeared in Dwapar Yug.
Okay,
so then Jagannath was, in fact it is given in one Puran that Krishna and Arjun went to see Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra in Puri.
Right.
So how to reconcile this?
That means that it's from the previous Kalpa.
Yeah, so it is, this is an eternal cycle. Okay, and who came first? Murgi Anda, kaun pehle aaya? So similarly,
but it is said that Lord Jagannath, I think Yerumi told this when we come for the Yatra, that for the first half of for the first 50 years of Brahma, it was Neel Madhav.
Right, correct.
And
yes.
The second 50, the 51st year, first day, so it is on this day that Jagannath has come.
Yeah. So this is 51st only. The current Brahma's this thing is the second half of Brahma.
Yeah.
This is not the first half is already gone.
Half day.
It's the second half.
Half day has passed, right?
This is the second. This is the second lifetime of Brahma. Second half lifetime of Brahma. It is not the second day of Brahma. It is the second half lifetime of Brahma, which means he is living for 100 years.
Correct.
This is the 51st. Year going on for Brahma.
So this is the first day of the 51st year and half of the day has passed.
Well, half day means 12 hours. Okay. So if 12 hours have passed, then there will be annihilation. Right? So we are close to that. It's not that half day has passed. We are close to that because let me just clarify this. So there are 1,000 cycles and Krishna appears in the 28th cycle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, they appear in the 28th cycle of amongst the 1,000 cycles. Okay, so there are still so many cycles to go on. Okay, and that will complete at the end of the 1,000th cycle of the four yugas, that will complete 12 hours of Brahma, which means one day, which is 24 hours, 12 hours will be completed. And the next 12 hours will be annihilation. Nothing will be there. And then again, as soon as the day begins, the creation will again start.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Okay, so these things are like... See, that is the reason spiritual life you cannot understand with your intelligence. Okay, you cannot understand with the brain, mind, intelligence, senses. It is certain things will be inconceivable, certain things will be... And another thing is that, see, this principle is very much applicable in a relationship of a guru and disciple also. So sometimes we try to analyze things from our materialistic views that, this can be this, this can be that, why not like this, like that. But if the guru says something, then it is transcendental. Okay. I mean, obviously, we're talking about Srila Prabhupada's example. So when he is telling us, guiding us something, then, see, the relationship between a guru and disciple is, how does it work, basically? So basically, a guru, he will give that freedom and opportunity to the disciple to share things or share his understanding. But if the guru is insistent or he is persistent on certain things that it should be done this way only, then finally the disciple has to accept it. Okay, although the disciple might give their inputs that, can we do this, can we do like this, can we do like this. But if the guru is not convinced and if he says it should be done like this only, then the disciple must follow that. So see, that is the reason some of the disciples of Prabhupada left him when he said that men never went to the moon. Because science people, scientific community, they were all behind this conception that, Neil Armstrong, he went to the moon. But Prabhupada was very firm, he was very strong, that, it's impossible that they can go to the moon. And so because of that, some of his scientific disciples, they left him because they had no faith, because they thought that, they are more intelligent than Prabhupada, or, their science is more relevant than the Vedas. Right? So, but later on, this was a very common thing that, it came out in the scientific community that actually they did not go. Some of them disagreed. So within NASA itself or within, the scientific community, there was a disagreement. So actually Prabhupada was right. A lot of, till date also, there are videos on YouTube where you'll see many scientific community, people, they have, actually, they don't accept this idea that they went to the moon. And it was sort of a diplomatic event, just to win the trust of people. And especially, make America, as a supreme, powerful nation. It was a strategy, basically. Okay. So Prabhupada said certain things from the Shastra, which has to be accepted as it is because the Shastra is saying that. Okay, so this is transcendental intelligence, which is beyond our materialistic intelligence. Okay,
but Prabhuji, today India itself they've sent one of these rockets and satellite to
Chandrayaan.
Chandrayaan, correct. मार्स तक तो पहुंच गया है अभी वो ह्यूमन नहीं था उसमें बट
चंद्रयान का मतलब, चंद्रयान का मतलब चंद्र तक नहीं, तो ये मैं मार्स का बात कर रहा हूँ कि मार्स से तो अपना मोदी जी के टाइम पे ही गया है अपना स्पेस
क्राफ्ट,
तो सब जगह। हाँ तो एक्चुअली यू नो ड्यूरिंग द टाइम ऑफ प्रभुपाद इट वॉज यू नो सम आई थिंक द डिवोटीज वर एक्सप्लेनिंग और आई प्रोबब्ली प्रभुपाद मेंशन दिस इन वन लेटर ही इट सेड दैट दे मस्ट हैव लैंडेड समवेयर एल्स नॉट इन द मून प्लैनेट। ओके सो सिमिलरली नथिंग कैन गो टू द मार्स प्लैनेट बिकॉज यू नो मार्स इज further away from them, I think, from the moon also. Okay.
Yeah, that is what I mean.
It is not possible.
It is not a Mars has reached here.
So this is the thing. Now the question comes of accepting our Guru Sahib Shastras, whether you accept it or whether you have, you know, faith in science. So according to the Guru Sahib Shastra, it's not possible that you can reach Mars because material technology in the, you know, which is there in the, in order to reach something to the Mars planet, like Prabhupada also said, that a suitable body is required because, or you have to have that karma. Okay, now material things cannot enter.
I'm saying Mars may human nahi gaya, Prabhuji, khali wo spacecraft gaya.
Satellite, yes.
I don't think, you know, that is possible also. Because a human cannot go, then how can a satellite go there? That is not possible. So,
आजकल ये जो अपना ड्रोन फ्लाइट चलता है उसमें कोई ह्यूमन नहीं आता, पर ड्रोन फ्लाइट गाइडेड मिसाइल भी जाते हैं ना थ्रू जीपीएस करके।
हाँ, बट वो कहाँ पे जाते हैं? वो अर्थ तक, अपने यू नो अपने लिमिटेड रिस्ट्रिक्टेड अर्थ प्लैनेट तक जाते हैं ना, कोई प्लैनेट दूसरे प्लैनेट तक तो नहीं पहुंच सकते। See, first of all, point is ki, now who knows, you know, these scientists, if they are, you know, sending some kind of unmanned, you know, mission to the planets, who knows, what is the guarantee that it is going there only, first of all. Aisa bhi ho sakta hai, there are many other different objects in space which are similar to them, and probably it is landing there or they are sending there. So it is not like, you know, there is no guarantee about this. Okay. Ki wo udhar tak gaya hai. Abhi ye same thing hai. Abhi koi bhi technology agar se hai photo.
हाँ, इससे मिल जाएगा प्रभु जी, यूट्यूब से आपको या नेट से निकाल के डेटा आई कैन शेयर कि वो क्या पोजीशन है, वो लैंड हुआ कि नहीं हुआ। Because ये तो this was observed by the complete international community. India cannot falsify, that way give false.
But what we are saying here, is, or what Prabhupada meant is, it did not land there, but maybe by some illusion, it landed somewhere else. Okay, which might be a similar type of object. Or you know, some object which is similar to Mars planet, but it cannot enter, you know, the original.
In our solar system only, and there are no more planets other than those recognized 7-8 planets. So to go to any
that
other
is,
planet,
exactly.
Other,
no. See, Prabhuji. So that is my point. First of all, let me tell you that I don't know much about this topic, but what is this, you know, basically what we have to believe is that there is an illusion and the illusion is created by the Lord and you know, it has landed there. Because if you accept that it has landed in Mars, that means you are denying the authority of Shastra.
I don't know. Maybe we have not understood the Shastra correctly. That could also be a possibility.
No, but then Prabhupada would have said no, that the people never. Prabhupada was very strong. You know, he said it's not possible that they could land there. And it's not possible to send something there.
I think it is in that sense that we are not compatible with the conditions of that planet or that with the moon. So then we should understand that when somebody is saying that he has landed on moon and he survived and he has come back, then that is not the correct thing that he is saying, because it is not possible for a human species to survive there. In that sense, he must be saying. Not in terms of...
No.
He was saying in terms of acquiring a suitable body. So you cannot enter moon planet because the demigods are residing there. So, see, first of all, okay, let me, you know, clarify this very important point, that just as, you know, we cannot see Krishna and we believe in Krishna, okay, so similarly, there are in upper planetary system, lower planetary system, see, they don't even believe in lower planetary system. Now, would you say that, you know, so our philosophy is that lower planetary system exists, karma is existing, and the karma will take you up or down, but these things are not believed by the community. Second thing is that, you know, demigods are existing in these planets. Demigods are existing in sun planet. They are existing in moon planet also. And Prabhupada said very clearly that if one wants to enter, one has to have suitable karma, suitable body. Qualification has to be there.
We don't have a suitable body. That is why he must be saying that what they are saying, they have landed, they are fooling. Because we don't have a suitable body to survive.
Where did they land? So that is possible that they have created something in the studio, like this space they make.
So
and they would have shown. So that is understandable, Prabhuji. But a satellite,
to reach moon is not such a great thing as in today, because अपना तो Mars से जा रहे तो moon तो बहुत पास में है comparatively.
No, but that is what I am saying. No, ये जो Mars वगैरह या जो भी है. You know, what is the guarantee that it has reached the Mars planet? It is, for us, it is some kind of illusion. That is what I can say. Otherwise, if you say that it has reached Mars planet, I don't think that is possible, because the demigods are residing there. They cannot allow that.
Actually, for example, if there is a comet that comes or meteorite, comes to Earth.
So, comet or meteorite, natural, na? It's a natural thing. This is an artificial thing, Prabhu. It is created by the living entities in the Earth planet.
Prabhuji, either to aliens bhi aaye hain. There is so much of information on alien travel, which is available.
मेरे पूरे lifetime में मैंने एक alien को नहीं देखा है. और बहुत सारे लोगों ने अभी मुझे पता है सी लाइक आई नो यू यूएफओस का वो सब उन लोग ने डिस्कवरी किया है वो क्रेटर्स वेटर्स का वो जो सी दैट्स अ डिफरेंट थिंग यू नो बट प्रूव इट समहाउ शो अस वेयर इज द एलियन अभी तो एक किसी के एक लाइफ टाइम में भी किसी ने एक बार देखा नहीं होगा और अगर किसी ने देखा होगा तो इज जस्ट लाइक यू नो फूलिंग अराउंड बिकॉज अगर एलियन है तो सबको दिखना चाहिए
तो There is na US ka jo desert area hai
what is the proof
I think a lot of people have recorded on their cameras
so many jaise abhi aap bol rahe ho na ki wo moon ka jo shayad unhone studio mein kiya hoga record to aisa to sab log record kar sakte hain मुझे प्रूफ दिखाइए मुझे सामने दिखाइए
तो ऑलवेज बी अ हिडन थिंग वो तो फिर कभी भी रियलिटी मालूम पड़ेगा नहीं अपने को
हाँ वही मैं बोल रहा हूँ ना कि इट इज सी अगर मैं देखूँ मेरे सामने है कि भाई हाँ दूसरे वर्ल्ड से कोई ऐसा नहीं
कि भी बोलता है कि हमने तो भगवान को देखा नहीं तो भगवान है कि नहीं सी
भगवान रेसिपिकेट करते हैं उसका एक सिस्टम है फॉलो करने का वो फॉलो अप करोगे तो भगवान आपको रेसिपिकेशन देंगे See, that is the reason we know the science is working. The nine stages of bhakti, you follow those, you clarify yourself, and you can definitely see the Lord. And see, attachment badhta hai, detachment badhta hai, time ke saath, direct experience badhta hai. So obviously the Lord is there. I mean, the Supreme Lord, when you desire something, He is arranging and He is associating with the desire. What is the meaning of that? Is that something wild? You know, like when nature कर सकता है क्या नेचर को कुछ पता भी नहीं इट्स अ मटेरियलिस्टिक ऑब्जेक्ट हु कैन डू दैट सुपर ओनली सुपर कॉन्शियसनेस कैन डू दैट सो प्रभु जी आई हैव दिस बुक नहीं देखने के लिए वो भी दिया है शास्त्र में भगवान को क्यों नहीं देख सकते अपनी आंखों से और जो लोग ने देखा था
वो लोग ने क्या उखाड़ा, असुर लोग ने भी देखा था भगवान को, वो लोग ने क्या उखाड़ लिया, वो लोग थोड़े डिवोटीज बने थे, उनको अगर भगवान दिखाएंगे तो क्या वो सरेंडर हो जाएंगे वो टाइम पे? इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी, इट ऑल डिपेंड्स ऑन योर विलिंगनेस टू. अरे डिवोटीज भी सरेंडर नहीं हो पाते है बॉस, व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ नॉन डिवोटीज.
माई टॉपिक पॉइंट वॉज के ये जो एलियंस वगैरह है, एलियंस मीन्स दोज हु आर नॉट इनहेबिटेंट्स ऑफ आवर प्लैनेट बट दे हैव कम फ्रॉम सम अदर सोलर सिस्टम, दैट्स इट. सो देयर इज दिस बुक इन फ्रंट ऑफ मी, अप्रेंटिस टू हिमालयन मास्टर, योगीज ऑटोबायोग्राफी. इन दिस देयर इज ही इज दिस योगी श्री एम, he has said that during his time in the Himalayas with his master, spiritual master of the Nath Panthi, they belong to the Nath Panthi. So he has actually,
I wanted to, you know, sorry, I want to interrupt you. I got your point, what you are saying. See, एक difference है कि जो हम लोग when you talk about aliens and when you talk about yogis seeing certain living entities, okay, so it is possible for the yogis to see them because they are, see, as I said earlier that, you know, Prabhupada wrote this book called Easy Journey to Other Planets, right? So in that, वो क्या है, किसके बारे में, योगीज के बारे में, जो योगीज जो दूसरे प्लैनेट में जाना चाहते हैं, so it is possible to attain those kind of siddhis and go to the planet or see also, but it requires a special qualification to see them. That is the point, which ordinary people do not have these qualifications. It requires siddhis, and that siddhis can only come when you do yoga and meditation and austerities.
Correct. So in this book he has recorded that the being from other system has actually come to visit his guru, and he has seen him coming from the sky and coming right in front of him in the body of a snake.
See, if they are following a genuine path process to acquire siddhis and they attain that, then it is possible. Like, you know, even in the Radhanath Maharaj's journey home also, he has personally witnessed that a yogi is going inside the Prayag from one corner and then suddenly seeing that from the opposite corner he is coming out. Okay, so they have those siddhis where, you know, yogis can also walk over the fire, they can also walk over water. Even Radhanath Maharaj has witnessed these things. You know, he has described in the journey home also. So they have siddhis and they can see it. And what to speak of just Prabhu, what to speak of just, you know, ordinary yogi. There are pure devotees who have lived in Vrindavan, they have seen Krishna also. It is current, it is live. Prabhupada saw Krishna, you know, that's a different thing. But there are devotees who have seen Krishna also. So you can see Krishna, so Krishna does not appear to everyone. You can only see when the heart is purified. Okay. So similarly, those people who are qualified to see this extraterrestrial, living entities, or in other words, demigods, or some kind of living entity from upper planetary system or lower planetary system, they can see that. Yeah, but it requires a proper qualification for that. Yeah. So see, why we are discussing this is, and obviously I'm not an expert in this area. But logically, whatever I was talking, it was with logic, you know, because there is no proof also that these aliens are there. Proof in the sense that direct, you know, like we are not seen, like none of our ancestors have seen or, you know, witnessed any alien coming from, you know, some other planet. It is just shown in the movies and they have just like, you know, just the way like they have probably orchestrated everything in a studio about the, you know, people going to the moon. So similarly, there is a possibility that, you know, they are just making up something, you know. And see, according to our Shastra, the aliens are not the way they are describing. That's biggest difference. They are, you know, the aliens that are shown in the movies, they are like completely like, it's not like, you know, what the Shastra describes in the Gandharvas.
And that is the law. So that is, that we not necessarily have to take seriously.
हाँ जो भी है बट सी एटलीस्ट यू नो अगर वो थोड़ा बहुत क्लोज हो जाएगा तो
बस देयर आर रिकॉर्ड्स ऑफ यूएस मिलिट्री आई एम टॉकिंग ऑफ दैट टाइप ऑफ रिकॉर्डिंग एंड
नॉट यूएस मिलिट्री यू आर कोटिंग यू कैन नॉट ट्रस्ट मिलिट्री ओनली फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल बिकॉज मिलिट्री ने तो बहुत कुछ जोलजाल किया है जस्ट टू प्रूव जस्ट टू मेक देयर कंट्री सुपीरियर और फील दैट दे आर लाइक you know, the most supreme nation in the entire world. So defense तो actually में सबसे ज्यादा जोलजाल करने में expert है. और ये सब जो आता है इधर से ही आता है. It is ये सब connected है defense से ही है. And you know, just to prove that they are like, you know, doing outstanding research, you know, compared to any other countries. So ये सब तो ऐसे ही है. It's a competition thing.
वही पाविका ही बोलता है कि हमारा मिलिट्री ने बालाकोट के एविडेंस सब जनरेट किया, कुछ हुआ नहीं एक्चुअली.
एग्जैक्ट. हाँ वो तो अभी पाकिस्तान का तो नेचर ही है, यू नो, वो तो मना ही किया.
सब दूसरा का मिलिट्री को ऐसे लगता है वो प्रूव करने के लिए कुछ भी करेगा.
एग्जैक्टली. सी इट इज ऑल फाइनली इट इज ऑल कनेक्टेड टू डिफेंस एंड मिलिट्री. एवरीथिंग व्हाट एवर रिसर्च इज हैपनिंग ये सब जो कनेक्टेड है इट इज मोस्टली कनेक्टेड टू डिफेंस ओनली. Because just want to, you know, make a show कि भाई हमारा कंट्री ये है करके. अरे इन्हें पाकिस्तान के पास फाइनेंशियल कुछ था ही नहीं. हाउ कैन दे स्टैंड ऑल्सो. अगर वॉर होता था तो क्या हार्डली एक वीक चलता था, शायद खत्म हो जाता था उनका कंट्री पूरा. सो so, दिखाने के लिए सब ये नाटक किया था हम लोग ने. सो इट इज ऑल शो ओनली. फाइनली दिस डिफेंस इज इट्स नथिंग, इट्स शो. So anyways, you know, I mean, definitely, you know, what points you are saying, you know, they are like useful for us to at least come out with a solid reason that, you know, we can say that, okay, you know, this is the reality. So we should not be fooled also, you know, like that we don't know what is happening and all that. And we should not get convinced also from their evidences and all that. So it is, yeah, but I think, you know, you can probably ask these questions to those who have done research, you know, like Sarvaputa Prabhu and probably Dhrut Karma Prabhu, you know, these are the devotees who have done a lot of research in this area. And maybe some other devotees also in Vedic cosmology, they have done research. So see, I have read this entire book, this Bhagavad Cosmology. And at the end, you know, they have done a wonderful thing. What they have given is, they have made a comparison chart. The calculations according to the Bhagavad cosmology and calculation according to the current scientific calculations. And it is matching very closely. It's matching very closely. Okay. So now, you know, it is, it's just, and see, this is actually a very incredible achievement that things from the Bhagavat is matching the scientific calculations so closely. There may be a difference of point, you know, 0.1, 0.001, something like that. But actually the values are very close. There is not much difference. So it's an incredible thing that the Bhagavatam has already stated these things earlier. Okay, now see, one more thing is there. That how to explain about the geocentric model in today's time. When you can say that, well, you know, we have calculated the rotation of the Earth on around this axis. We know that it is rotating. The speed is also calculated. So again, this is something that requires, obviously, you know, it is connected to the theory of relativity, where even if object is not rotating, but if another object is rotating, so it all depends on the frame of reference. So you might feel that you are rotating, you know. Just like, you know, in the train, if you see, our train might be stationary, other train moving, but we feel that we are moving because of the other train which is moving, and we feel that other train is stationary. Okay. So things are like that, you know, and it is, it's a great thing that the way Bhagavat has, you know, it has been evolved with time, you know, and scientific community has, you know, because it is coming close to the Bhagavad philosophy, so they can actually now appreciate the Bhagavad philosophy, and they can get an insight or alternative to modern science, you know, because this is a constant science. Bhagavad cosmology is a constant science, and their science is always, so initially we know that it was geocentric, then it became heliocentric, and, you know, and then again, now see, even the rotation of the planets around the sun. Now, initially it had circular orbits, but later on it was discovered that they had elliptical orbits with the eccentricity very close to zero. So it is like almost circular, but still it has some ellipses. Okay, and why they could realize that? Because they understood that the planets revolving around the sun, when they come close to the sun, the speed increases, and then when they go further away, the speed will decrease. So, you know, that's how they came to this conclusion. Because if it is a circular orbit, then the speed has to be constant. But then, and they also observe certain retrograde motions of the planets. Retrograde motion meaning that the planets were apparently seen going back instead of moving ahead. And then again, so after the particular retrograde motion, again they move ahead like that. So it was, you know, all these things, observations they made, and then finally they, so, but Bhagavad cosmology is like straight away fixed. No changes as it is. And see, what is the comparison? It is coming, the results are coming so close, so accurate. Right? Correct. In fact, it is very, yeah, so anyways, let's not go into cosmology because it's a complex subject matter. So any devotee would like to comment on this? Any devotee has any question? So is everyone convinced with this point that, you know, that men never went to the moon, and, you know, the satellites also, they cannot land like that. So we should have the conviction. Obviously, we don't purposefully share this or try to enlighten people about this, because for that we should have strong background of science, as well as our own scriptures, how they explain things, then only we can convince others. Otherwise, you know, people will consider that we are fanatics if we don't know how to explain. So better not to talk about these things. Okay. So any other question?
So, could you speak a little about
Snanyatra? Snanyatra. So, actually, Raghu Prabhu did share, you know, the essence of Snanyatra. Like, you know, basically, the Lord wants to take bath, you know, and, you know, a day before the Snan Purnima, you know, there is a Kunda, which is filled up by all the sacred rivers from all over India, and that water is used to bathe Lord Jagannath, Baldev Subhadra. And so this is a pastime of the Lord where he wants to take bath, you know, because it's very hot, and at the same time he wants to also isolate himself from the public so that he can enjoy some private time with Lakshmi Devi. So this is just a pastime, you know, he gets fever and all that, so Lakshmi Devi will take care of him. Yeah, so I don't know like what else to say. If any devotee would like to share something more. How many devotees they have seen Snan Yatra in Puri? None? Nirvika, you have also not seen?
No, I've only been to Rath Yatra, never to Snan Yatra.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, generally Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they prefer going to Rath Yatra. And because, you know, the 15 days gap is there, so obviously, like, practically speaking, unless we are staying there, we won't be going for the Snan Yatra. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it is also a Leela where there is separation of the Lord from the devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also feeling that separation, goes to Alarnath. I mean, anyways, you know, there may be some more confidential reasons also. We never know that, because we know our acharyas, they are so rasic that they will extract so many things, you know, which we'll hear for the first time. And then other acharyas, like there are multiple acharyas, they will have multiple things to take out from that. And so it is, you know, there may be confidential reasons, there may be external reasons. So one devotee had asked me about, you know, this question, that why do, you know, during the time of Janmashtami and Ram Navami and other Gaur Purnima, we know this, that we have this Kalash Abhishek. And in the Kalash Abhishek, the deity is actually, the Abhishek is done for like at least 3 hours or something, right? Because the sponsors will come and they will do the Abhishek personally. So the devotee was asking me why the deities do not get fever. Jagannath is getting fever, so why the deities are not getting fever? And why it should be allowed? Because they should be given special care, treatment after the Abhishek. So what is the answer to this? So did anyone think like that before? Like, when we see that so much Abhishek is being performed, you know, hours and hours of Abhishek. Did anyone think that why we are not getting sick?
Never. Not yet. Right now we can think.
Right. Yeah, so it is the Lord's choice again. So I told him, you know, I told him that the Lord is standing for so many hours throughout the day. Why his leg is not paining? The Lord is eating chappan bhog every day. Why he is not getting stomach ache? Why there is no indigestion? So then he said, yeah, yeah, Prabhuji, I agree. So I told him that it is the Lord's leela. Now, sometime he wants to do this leela. And this leela is basically out of his love for Lakshmi Devi and also to increase the separation for his devotees. So see, Jagannath pastimes, they are different pastimes. We know that Krishna in Mahabhava ecstasy, he is feeling the separation of the Vrajvasis. So obviously, he will go into separation more. Now, during the, before the Rath Yatra, you know, it is like common sense. I think it's quite connected to a sequence of pastimes here. Because Rath Yatra is there, you know, the meaning is obvious, that Rath Yatra, the Vrajvasis will come, and in order to, you know, increase the separation, the Lord will go into seclusion. And then after the Rath Yatra, Lakshmi Devi will feel offended. So that's the reason he also satisfies Lakshmi Devi. No, before. So we have the Hera Panchami festival, where Lakshmi Devi will come to Gundicha to take him away. Right? So these are all pastimes, and these pastimes are different for different incarnations, and they serve some purpose. So it is not necessary that every particular, now the question is that Jagannath is fed chappan bhog every day, you know, and it is done throughout the day, 24 hours a day. Why not for others also? And why does Lord Jagannath, see, he can get sick, why he can't get indigestion then? He can get sick through that also. Right? So it is his choice, finally, how and when he wants to do certain leela. And that's how we'll perform that. So if we apply our logic here, then there are so many things we have to put logic. The very fact that, you know, the deities are garlanded every day, so heavy garlands, so he has to carry these garlands throughout the day, that itself also does not make sense, right? I mean, you know, if you consider the human being nar leela pastimes of the Lord, then we don't want to give Krishna so much of heavy load. Correct? For him, the flute is sufficient, the stick is sufficient, and the conch shell is sufficient, the what the, you know, they have this where they blow, you know, and call each other, like the Coward Boys. They have this, I don't remember what is the name, shunk type of thing, no, with them. So these things are like, you know, a normal Coward Boy can also carry, very, very light things to carry. So why do we offer some heavy, huh?
Is it called bugle?
Yeah, maybe. Or there is some name for that. I don't remember. Yeah, okay, anyways. But yeah, so is it here? Like, I hope it makes sense to everyone.
Yes.
So different incarnations, different forms of the Lord, they have different pastimes and different roles to be performed. Okay. Okay. So any other question? So, okay. Vandana Mataji, are you there?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hari Bol, yeah, Hari, a long time. Yeah, so,
yes.
So yeah, please try to attend regularly as possible. And I think you have already like finished your assignment, no? You had sent me something. So,
yeah.
I have... So you have finished that? No. I got your this thing, but and I have not opened it. I went through the drive also, but I did not open it. So, but I will check it. So it is good. You know, it's wonderful that you are the first to finish that. And so it is also, and you know, it's a indication for the other devotees to also, you know, submit it on time, probably by next weekend, so we can start working on that. Okay. So
it is not final, Prabhuji. I'm waiting for your input. It's something to be added or something like that.
Yeah, that I think everyone, you know, we'll have to add for everyone. So because there are so many Shastric statements and you know, we might forget certain statements. So that will always happen. So any devotee can also add input, not necessarily just me only. But even if other devotees also they are aware or then can know what can be added, then definitely they can contribute. But this we can make it you know, available for everyone now, so everyone can enter in that Word file itself. They don't have to create separate file. You can just share this with everyone, and everyone should be able to enter in it, so that you know.
Yeah, it can be edited. That's fine. The file can be edited.
Yeah. Common thing. Yeah. So I mean, not editing as of now, but they have to enter their own content, and after, you know, all the devotees will enter, then we can make addition.
Yeah.
Okay. Acha, Vinita Madhuri, have you taken a question? You have taken a question from that question list.
Actually, Prabhuji, there was a confusion. I also took 10th number, and I think Swami
Mataji was the number?
That the Anyan garlic about.
Oh, so I think she has already taken that question.
Actually, there was confusion. I also took 10th, then after me, the Jigna Mataji, and this, I think there was confusion, so still I am not
so sure. But... Acha, okay. No, so,
the question is, I don't know, sir.
Okay, Nirvita, you have taken what, Goloka or Radharani?
Reference of Srimati Radharani.
Okay, so Mataji, you can take a reference for Goloka? Haribol, Vinita Mataji.
So we prepared on that much on the Anjan Dalek, Prabhuji, actually.
Reference of Goloka, very easy. You see, you don't, even if you don't do any research, just ask devotees and get from them, get information from them. Yeah, so it is very open. See, kisi ko tension lene ki zarurat nahi hai. एकदम स्पून फीडिंग जैसा काम है. सिर्फ मेरे को मतलब है स्टेटमेंट, शास्त्रिक स्टेटमेंट है, कैसे भी करके किधर से भी लेके आओ, बस दैट इज द पॉइंट. सो यू रिफर टू बुक्स और यू नो रिसर्च इन शास्त्र और व्हाटएवर इट इज, यू गेट इट समहाउ, यू जस्ट शेयर इट, दैट इज सफिशिएंट. ओके, एंड प्रिफरेबली फ्रॉम द श्रुतिस, एंड यू नो ऑब्वियसली भागवतम में तो है ही सब कुछ. सो बट श्रुतिस के अगर होंगे तो इट इज मोर मच बेटर एक्चुअली. Okay, hopefully everyone, is it okay, like everyone can do it by next weekend?
I should be good.
So you mean you want it by next Monday?
No, next weekend. One second, today is Monday, no? Oh yeah, coming weekend. Yeah, coming weekend, no? That's what we decided, right? Yeah. So let's do it, you know, coming weekend. If they didn't go to yoga, then it's okay. And if, so is that okay for everyone? Like, you know, if someone wants more time, you know, they can take, you know.
Prabhuji, I want more time, Prabhuji, because.
Okay, so I mean, how much more time you want?
In July, Prabhuji, I will say. Next month. Prabhuji.
July the 17th. Yeah. More 2 weeks.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay.
Prabhuji, I can give by June end.
June end, okay.
By June end, I think mostly I'll try to finish.
Okay, so that's fine. It's okay, no problem. If devotees are already, they have made up something, like they are done with their content, then they can share early also. Okay. So, yeah, but yeah, I think June end, first week of July tak hoga to, like, it's really good. You know, otherwise jyada later hai aur fir. And then, you know, I'm going to like Toronto. So I'll be coming on 6th of August. So at least uske pehle aap log kar lo. So fir acha ho jayega. Okay. So see, there was one question from a devotee regarding the principle of surrender in Krishna consciousness. So I wanted to address that. Okay, now I want inputs from all of you. What do you think is surrender in Krishna consciousness? What is the meaning of surrender? Okay, let's start. Let me call names, you know, and all the devotees can give their inputs. So, Vinita Madhavi, what do you think? Surrender means what?
Surrender means, Prabhuji, actually means what is happening with the will of Lord. And when we just depend on Him for everything, completely everything, depend on the mercy of Lord.
See, okay. What you have, the point that you have made, obviously it is valid, but the problem is that, you know, see, in Krishna consciousness, the problem and difficulty is that we have to act.
Yeah.
It is not dependent on the Lord. So, how to confirm whether your actions are in line with the arrangement of the Lord or as the, you know, so this is a very, very, very complex thing. It's not so easy.
Yeah.
So see, anyways, you know, basically I just wanted some, important definition of surrender. What according to you surrender means? Because, how do you explain? See, like for example, you know, you tell some person that you surrender to Krishna. You should surrender to Krishna. That is the human form of life, duty. Okay. So the person will say, I won't surrender. Why should I surrender to someone? Right? So you have to explain that person. Okay. What does surrender basically mean? Okay. Rajiv Prabhu?
So, Prabhuji, I think surrender means that, meaning we have understood, you are saying, how does one execute that meaning of surrender? That's what you are asking, right?
Or basically, what is the meaning of surrender? You know, it's the same thing.
So, surrender surrender, as I understand, is that now my will is subservient to the will of the Lord, which means I will be not doing things as per what I simply feel is correct. I will rather try and tune myself to the super soul within me, for which I will have to take association of Guru Maharaj, the devotees. I will have to take their instructions so that I can practically get in tune with the super soul and execute that the instructions. So then I can actually be in the communion and receive the instructions correctly and then execute my life accordingly. For which there are processes. There are processes which I am supposed to get involved in so I can refine my
I understood. In short, what you are saying is sacrifice your personal desires for the higher purpose of pleasing the Lord. Okay. So that is the thing, right? What you are saying? Sacrifice personal motivations if the Lord does not want them. Correct? And tune our desires with the Lord's desire. Okay. So that is perfect. The perfect definition of surrender. Okay. Indian Mataji, anything else? Or you agree with the same principle?
Also, first of all, to understand and to realize that I am part and parcel of Krishna, and also I am servant of the servant of Krishna. So thereby.
Yeah. See, let's assume, you know, as a devotee, that at least theoretically, you know, practically to realize servant, it's a very, you know, different stage. But yeah, theoretically we know, okay, that we are supposed to be the servant of servant and all that. Yeah, so that is, yeah, that's fine. But what Raju Prabhu said, you agree with him?
Yes, Prabhuji. Guru ki guidance mein hi aur Krishna pe bharosa karke hi bas apna karm karna hai, do everything for Krishna.
Okay, all right, good. Vandana Madhavir.
Keeping Krishna in center and then doing everything accordingly, like, you know, like how little things which we do in our daily life, like, you know, when you're working, you're still thinking of Krishna, first offering to Krishna. So, like, everything we are, like, whatever we are doing, it, Krishna is in center, like, you know. So, our life is...
So, correct. So, Krishna in center means we have to align tune ourselves with the desire of Krishna. Or the will of Krishna. Correct? Oh, jo Raju Prabhu ne bola, finally wahi hai. So you agree with that?
See, aligned Prabhu, I don't know. I said keeping Krishna in center now. And we are doing our things. I mean, see, we are doing our things. Like, I mean, my karma, we are doing it in day-to-day life. Now, I don't know how Krishna is reciprocating, I don't know. Maybe I'm not able to catch his frequency. Like, but the things which I want, but it's not happening. But that's what we say. Like, and we keep moving ahead. Like,
so are you saying that keeping Krishna in the center would probably mean that it's not necessary that one has to align one's desire with Krishna's desire?
One has to align with the Prabhuji. See, even if what you want, it's not happening because it's all Krishna's desire. Like, you know, I mean,
the question is that how do you know what is Krishna's desire?
Like, when if it's not happening, like you're desiring for something and it's not happening, so see, okay, Bhagwan ki marzi, he doesn't want that way. Like, you know, that's how we say and we move.
Yeah,
forward,
but
you know?
See, okay, so now. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he tried spreading Krishna consciousness for 45 years. Okay, hum log 4-5 baar try karenge na, hum log bolenge ki Bhagwan ka desire hai. Let's stop it. We don't want to continue. Prabhupada's will was obviously he's a Nitya Siddha, so there is no comparison. But he was, you know, unka jo determination tha, it was like exemplary. You know, it was out of the this thing. You know, nothing can compare to it. Okay, so Prabhupada's determination and will made, you know, Krishna, you know, made, actually because of his intense determination, Krishna made him an instrument, and he was able to reach Krishna consciousness throughout the world, which is not possible at all for a 70-year-old man. Okay, so it was extraordinary power. So now it is also mentioned that if you have intense desire to please the Lord will empower you. Okay, if you don't have the desire, if you, you know, if you give up, you know, just for like, you know, one or two times, if you give up, then can you still say that it is Krishna's desire? How do you know that?
But I'm not at that platform, maybe. So
exactly, yeah. So see. But I think you must be agreeing that whatever Krishna wants from us, we should do that. That you agree? Let's say somehow or other you know that. Okay. Mm. So you will agree on that point that
yes,
whatever
yes,
Krishna, yeah, right. Mm. So it is the same thing, you know, aligning our free will with Krishna's free will. Okay. Okay. All right. So, yeah, Nirvika?
I think surrender means to always make sure you are following the instructions of your guru with the consultation of the sadhus and shastras. Because only through that you will come to know that you are actually doing what Krishna wants you to do. So main thing is you want to satisfy Krishna and Guru fully.
Correct. So it is the same thing.
Yeah.
Finally, yeah, it's the same thing. Everyone has to align themselves with Krishna's desire. Okay, one second. Okay. So everyone agrees on that, right? This is a common principle of surrender. Or you can say the Swarup Lakshan of surrender, you know. And now, so the question is that, so let's say you have your personal desires, and if the guru will tell you that instead of this, you should do this, how many of you will do that? Achha, chalo. Let's take the example. Let me ask you, if Prabhupada would have requested everyone, how many would have done that?
Would have done what, Prabhuji?
If Prabhupada would have requested that instead of, see, let's say for example, a disciple or a devotee is already executing Krishna consciousness in their own way. Okay. And then if Prabhupada would tell them that this is, it should not be like this, but it should be like this. So how many of us would replace that and follow Prabhupada's instruction? How many of us would do that?
Obviously, because of our inertia involved, it is very difficult to change. And that would depend on the level of our surrenderance. Those who are fully surrendered will immediately change. Those who understand but don't realize will take time. So we have all a mixed bag.
See, that is the reason I asked about Prabhupada. So I will filter down, you know, I will come down. So after Prabhupada, I will ask you about what if the same thing is spoken to you or suggested to you or instructed to you by a Diksha Guru. Okay, and then what if the same thing is advised by you by the Siksha Guru? Okay, so obviously, you know, the level of faith is definitely a factor here. It is very important because unless you have proper faith, you cannot actually surrender to a person. Okay, and that is the reason. So, anyways, but how many of us would do that? See, in my priority, I have always kept Guru as a priority. Okay, tomorrow if Raghunath Maharaj will come and tell me, stop your extra number of rounds or stop your, you know, online classes, stop your this, stop your that, you know, I will do it. Because I know this is what is going to please Krishna. My sadhana, it is not for my personal enjoyment. Okay, if the Guru comes and tells us that he wants certain things to be done, you know, and so we have to do that. Like, you know, Raghunath Maharaj, that's how he has trained all the brahmacharis in Radha Gopinath. You know, I will tell you, Gaurang Prabhu, he used to be very much involved in sharing Bhagavatam at one point of time. You know, his Bhagavat Saptas were becoming very popular. And, you know, as we know that till date also his lectures are quite popular and, you know, like everyone likes his lecture, you know. But Maharaj has given him training in all the areas, all the departments. He does everything. So initially his focus was only in teaching Krishna consciousness or, you know, just conducting Bhagavatams and all that, saptas. But later on Maharaj, you know, he actually somehow he pulled him into kitchen, into management, into deity worship, into so many other things, many, many things, you know. So now, like, so in, earlier he was actually a preacher, more of a preacher, but now he is completely into management, being the you know, I think he's the president of Eco Village. And so, you know, he has been, so it is like, you know, this is called surrender. This is called surrender. Means, in spite of what you want to do, you know, if the Guru is telling you to do something, you have to do that. Okay, and Gaurang Prabhu was sharing in one of Maharaj Vyas Puja offering that initially I was always trying to escape the cooking service because I knew how much it is difficult, you know, physically. But somehow, because it was Guru's instruction, I was somehow always dragged into it. And I couldn't escape from that. So I realized one thing, that if the Guru wants something, you cannot escape from that. It will come back to you. Okay, so the principle of surrender, it's a very complex thing. If we hesitate, if we do not... So see, the idea is that the basic principle is that everyone has to surrender to someone, finally. There is no option. Is there any option? आप गुरु का सरेंडर नहीं हो गए तो कृष्ण को होना पड़ेगा. कृष्ण विल बी मोर रफ एंड टफ विथ यू. डिवोटीज विल बी एटलीस्ट कंपैशनेट. गुरु विल बी कंपैशनेट. कृष्ण विल बी वेरी रफ एंड टफ. कृष्ण विल बी विल डर यू कंप्लीटली. दिस इज अ फैक्ट. सी दैट इज द रीजन एज वंदना माता जी वॉज शेयरिंग यू नो दैट लाइक आई डोंट नो यू नो इट इज कृष्ण डिजायर और माई डिजायर. दिस इज द प्रॉब्लम दैट वन डिवोटी विल फेस इन देयर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इफ दे डू नॉट follow instructions of Guru and, you know, abide by that. Because in the entire life, you will be in confusion. Whether it is Krishna's desire. See, how will you know that you are advancing in spiritual life? It is very easy to reciprocate, Krishna to reciprocate in different ways. Okay, but Krishna will not reciprocate in terms of giving you advancement in spiritual life. Right? It's a very difficult thing. And finally, one has to sacrifice and surrender to the Guru. That is the most important principle. Without that, there is no question of spiritual life. So now see, generally what happens is, devotees are engaged according to their talents in Krishna service. But certain things can be, you know, adjusted by the Guru. So if you are stuck to that, it means we are stuck to our own conditionings, stuck to our own desires. So we have to design our life in such a way, or in our spiritual life, the priority has to be that. So we should not be attached to our own personal sadhana or seva or anything else, other than attachment to the instructions of Guru. If you are in that track, then you are always protected. It is a very safe path. But the moment you deviate from that instruction, there is no protection, there is no shelter. You have lost the shelter and connection. So finally, you know, like, okay, see, all these things are there, sadhana, everything is there. But then finally, one has to surrender. And surrender will only come when you have faith. So one has to cultivate that faith. So I'm pretty sure if Prabhupada will come and tell you that, you know, instead of this, you do this. And which he has done also. If you have read Prabhupada Lilamrit, if you have read Prabhupada's teachings, he has done that many times with many of his disciples. And the disciples, they had surrendered to Prabhupada. They you know, they had no other desire than to please Prabhupada. So although they had their personal views, opinions about certain things, but when Prabhupada emphasized certain things, they had to follow that, and they followed that. So that is called aligning your free will with Krishna's free will. Okay, so because the only way we can know Krishna's desire is through the Acharya or through the Guru. Right? Does this make sense? I think everyone is becoming fearful that, oh my God, now we have to surrender to someone. But this is, you know, it's not like the material surrender where a person is trying to dominate you and control you. This surrender actually will give you more pleasure. Yeah, it will give you more pleasure because you will feel, see, inside the heart you will feel that I have sacrificed for someone. And that is the greatest pleasure you can get actually. Okay, so till now, material world, what we want to do, we will do it. But now as soon as you have entered spiritual life, so the entire concept has to be reversed. Okay, see, I will tell you one thing very clearly. Preaching is a headache, big headache. Okay, and I have experienced that a lot of times. I will tell you also, everyone very clearly, if I have Guru's mercy and blessings, I can chant 64 rounds every day also. You know, such a blissful thing for me. But not doing it because the Guru's example itself is actually, and he wants that also from his disciple. He's expecting that. He's more pleased with that. So, and Prabhupada did that. So when we are doing it in a parampara, that is the most pleasing thing to the entire parampara, to follow the current Acharya. Okay. And that is what every ISKCON Guru is doing. They are tirelessly preaching. Okay. So that's the reason, you know, this article written by Niranjan Maharaj, I had shared, in the WhatsApp group also, our Q&A group. I don't know how many of you have read it, but it's very, really worth to read and go through it. That it's called the burden of love. You know, if you want to please the spiritual master, if you want to please Krishna, you have to take the burden of love. And it's a great burden for me to tolerate, you know, so many shortcomings of so many devotees, you know, who are not attending on time, not attending regularly, not, you know, like, there is also a personal relationship with each and every devotee, and they are not following many things. So everything has to be tolerated, and it's a burden, you know, because you get fed up of it, you get frustrated from it, and finally, that frustration will also result in different things. So, but still, we are continuing to do it just because this is what actually our Guru and Parampara wanted. So, otherwise, for me, I don't think 64 rounds is a big thing actually for me, you know, if I have Guru's blessing. I can do it. Probably, you know, 108, 128 also. Because I've got the experience earlier. So I can say that, obviously, by Guru's, you know, protection and by his potency only, you know, I can do this. Only by his mercy only I can do this. But if he wants me to do this, I will do that. And I can do that also. But this is something that I'm not doing. Because again, it's a burden of love. I can, you know, when you, can you just imagine the last many years, I am just reading philosophy. And, you know, there is so much hankering to actually read about Krishna's Leela deeply, but it's never happening. It's never happening because just because of my service, I have to read philosophy. Again and again, you know, I have to read the same thing again and again. You know, Sandarbha, you know, I have read three times, Tattva Sandarbha. You know, Bhakti Swami Vithindra, I'm reading it for the second time now, like apart from Method of Devotion, which I've already read a couple of times earlier. So much philosophical text, just to remember, recollect, revise. I'm reading it again and again. And I'm not getting time, you know, because even though I read three books simultaneously, there is so much philosophy in that. Even if I read Bhagavatam, there is so much philosophy. I can just give it up all up, you know, and just focus on Gaur Leela and Krishna Leela throughout the day. But not doing it. Just because, you know, the spiritual master wants us to preach. So, I mean, obviously, you know, I'm also far from being surrender, but this is certain steps that I've taken in my spiritual life, which, and I've always, you know, one thing is always there in my, I wish that I am able to follow this for my entire life, that I am always, I always follow my Guru Maharaj first. That is the first and foremost thing for me. And that is called Raganuga Bhakti. We should not talk about big things. Entering Radha Krishna Leela and serving them in some kind of, you know, Gopi Bhav or, you know, Gopa Bhav or Yashoda, Maya, you know, some motherly affection and all that. That's a very big thing. First, when you, unless and until you get attached to the representative of Krishna, it is not possible to enter all these things. It's a far off thing. Right? So, obviously, you know, like, probably I'm not following each and everything what my spiritual master is saying, because I have anarthas and I'm struggling with those anarthas. You know, like, obviously, lust and greed, anger, pride, these things are there and it's very difficult to give up. So, but at least certain things that, you know, I'm trying to follow, and hopefully, you know, with time, over a period of time, you know, by the mercy of Guru, these things will be taken care of probably. So it's very important at least to start with certain things initially, and then, you know, develop faith. So this is the process of spiritual life. Faith is the most important. Unless you develop faith in the spiritual master, there is no question of having faith in Krishna, because these are simultaneous lines, parallel lines. Many times Prabhupada said 50% equal faith in Guru and Krishna simultaneously. Unless you develop that faith in the spiritual master, there is no question of developing faith in Krishna. In fact, if you remember in the Bhagavad Gita class on Saturday, the last statement ended, Prabhupada says that once you start following the instruction of spiritual master, then you develop faith in Krishna. Do you remember? You know, we discussed that. The 17th chapter, last verse, in the purport, Prabhupada writes that. So we have to, this is actually the litmus test, that this is a measure of our attachment to Guru and Krishna. And that's how, that's the only way the Lord actually reveals us to us. And that's how we can only know the Lord's desire, through the representative of the Lord. Okay. So, I mean, I hope this makes sense to everyone. If otherwise, you know, devotees have any comments or questions.
Yes, Swamiji.
Okay, so it makes sense. Other devotees? Are you all there?
Yeah, I'm there. It makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is, and then obviously the Guru Tattva will reciprocate. You know, even if the Guru is not there, the Guru Tattva will surely reciprocate. So it can come through different forms, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be surely pleased with that. In fact, you know, I will tell you something very interesting. Today only, yesterday I wrote in a, read in one letter of Prabhupada, and I've shared that letter also. So he writes that if someone remains a brahmachari for the entire life, then Prabhupada says that in that particular lifetime itself, they will go back to Godhead. So it is Prabhupada's special mercy. But obviously, it is assumed that they are not offensive, or they are, because the brahmachari is supposed to be surrendered to a spiritual master. So it is like, you know, you obey the instruction of spiritual master, be a brahmachari. One lifetime, Prabhupada is giving the ticket to them. So those who are sincere brahmacharis, they are, all of them are going back to Godhead in this life for sure, because of Prabhupada's, you know, special this thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the Gaurmila, Mahaprabhu says that unless you chant 1 lakh names of Krishna, I cannot come to your house to eat your offerings. I think everyone knows this, probably past time. And so then devotees went to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada, like, they told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we are just chanting 15 rounds. And Mahaprabhu is saying that unless you chant 64 rounds, we cannot go. The Mahaprabhu won't come, and he will not accept our offering. So then, like, you know, like, but you asked us to do 16 rounds. Prabhupada said, just chant 16 rounds, follow the regular principles, and preach. I will see how Mahaprabhu is not coming and taking your offering. Hari Bol. Such a conviction. Right? See, why do you think Prabhupada has designed a balance of system? See, if you observe Prabhupada's system, in the morning, Mangala Aarti is there. Then he has kept Japa program. Then he has kept Bhagavatam class. And then, what he has kept after that? What he has kept? Unless and until in the night time, you know, Prabhupada asks that you should read, share, you know, Krishna consciousness, this katha. And at the night, we should read Krishna book, okay? But in the middle, what is there? What did Prabhupada recommend? So it is mentioned that we should be Krishna conscious throughout the day. We should be engaged in Krishna's activity throughout the day. But in the mid time, what Prabhupada gave us after 10 o'clock, after having a breakfast prasad, till in the evening, let's say 6-7, when we come back, what did Prabhupada give in between?
We have to do book distribution and preaching.
Yeah, good. So basically that means Prabhupada gave service to the devotees. And now, and for the Grihasthas? What about the Grihasthas? What service Prabhupada asked them to do? Come on. I am pretty sure that every Grihastha is also, they are also trying to engage in Krishna service. So, what did Prabhupada ask the Grihasthas?
To chant Prabhuji and to whatever.
Chanting to Agya, Subeda Ogya, O Khatam Ogya, O common hai sabke liye. What about
the difference? Beach mein. Grihasthas earning money, so then they should...
Correct. We should use in Krishna service, and we should support the other three ashrams. Right? So that is their service. So see now how much time we are spending in service? Right from 10 o'clock to evening 6. And during Prabhupada's time, they were spending 10 to 12 hours serving, distributing books and doing Harinam Sankirtan on streets. Okay? And let's say we are doing 8 to 10 hours of service. So actually, so Prabhupada did not say that Bhagavatam class, when you start hearing, you can keep continuing, no stoppage. So it does not mean that you start Bhagavatam 8 o'clock and then finish 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Prabhupada never suggested that kind of plan. He made a very balanced plan. Okay, so it has to be balanced, everything has to be balanced. The sadhana, the Mangala Arati lasts for half an hour. Japa will last for 1.5 hours to 2 hours, right? And then Bhagavatam will last for 45 minutes to 1 hour. That time is also kind of fixed, okay? And after that, directly in the evening, Krishna Katha session or 1 hour of reading or something, okay? So in between, you see maximum time is for service. Right? So Prabhupada said, you know, that is the reason he said many times that every devotee is supposed to render some practical service to the Lord. Otherwise, these things will be theoretical in nature. So deity worship is the morning program. Chanting is the morning program. Right? So, see, Prabhupada, that's the reason, you know, he did not go beyond certain things. He could have said that, okay, you want to do kirtan? Continue the kirtan for 3-4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. No. No, like, everything is balanced. So this is what, how Prabhupada system he has made. And so, we have to analyze according to that. We have to align ourselves according to that. Right? So, does this make sense to everyone? Now, obviously, you know, Prabhupada did say, you know, different devotees, he gave different, like, you know, so it's not necessary that Prabhupada wanted every devotee to distribute books. Like, for example, when there were some artist devotees, like Jadurani Mataji and some others, few others, Prabhupada encouraged them, that should be their main service. Because their natural talent is to paint. And so, the you know, through painting also the preaching can be done. So each and every devotee, they have some natural talent. Prabhupada engaged them in that. But he made sure that they are connected to some form of service and preaching, finally. Okay, so see, this conviction will only come when we have developed that faith in Prabhupada, when we have developed that faith in the spiritual master. Okay, this is actually the real connection with the Guru. Everything else is just a superficial outside thing, external thing. Unless you connect it with the alignment, unless you align that with Krishna's will. So it's absolutely necessary that at some point of time, a devotee, they have to recognize where their faith is and they have to follow that Guru or devotee. So that is actually surrender. And only through surrender, one can attain the Lord. There is no other way. Okay, so any question or comment? So this Sunday, you know, we will be having a house program. It will be on, mostly I think I'm going to keep it on reading of Srila Prabhupada's books, the potency of Prabhupada's books, how to read it, what is the extraordinary special mercy that one can get out of it, and what is the system that Prabhupada recommended to read his books. So, you know, many important points will be covered in the Sunday house program. So, please come. I wanted to know, Vandana Mataji, are you there?
Yes,
sir.
Where is the house program? Like, where?
House program, my house. Yeah,
my house.
Okay. Yeah, so, are you both coming on Sunday?
So would you just confirm with Neeraj Prabhu, actually Gaurang's admission is going on, that we are trying for his admission to various places. So
okay.
We have been rushing around, so I don't know about Sunday evening, we'll be able to make it or not. Right?
Okay, yeah. Okay, you know, try to, you know, somehow if you get some option, then because it's very important class.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, obviously, Neeraj Prabhu is definitely more than welcome. So it's been long time, you know, like I think we have not got a personal association. So it will be nice if you both can come. And yeah, Nirvika, what about you?
What time is it?
It's like maybe 6:37.
Okay. I might come, but I might just be a bit late because it will take me time to come from Chapati after my Bhakti Rebhav class.
Acha, okay. So what time you can come?
Maybe I think by 7:38 only I think I might be able to reach. I don't think I'll be able to come earlier than that.
Anyways.
Presentation later, so that's why it might take me like half an hour again more late after, after the class gets over. That's my only thing.
Okay. Try to reach by 7:30 if possible. And you, anyways, yeah. You know, I think we'll be starting only by 7 or something, like 7:15, because maybe we'll take prasadam in the beginning and then we'll start.
Okay.
So thank you for joining. Hare Krishna. Dhanwat Pranam to everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.